I'll call the meeting of Environment and Natural Resources to order. And first thing on the agenda, we do need to approve the minutes from both March 22nd and the joint hearing that we had on April 24th. And Representative Dill, would you...
Yeah, I'll move the minutes.
Move the minutes. Thank you. Representative Dill moves the minutes for both March... Do we have to do it separately or can we do both? Okay. Representative Dill moves the minutes for both March 22nd and April 24th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Minutes are adopted. Today, as everyone knows, we're going to be taking up dedicated funding, and we will start with the adoption of the report. If Representative Dill would like to move that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move the Game, Fish, and Forestry Committee report on House File 2285 for adoption.
Okay. Representative Dill moves Division Report for House File 2285 for adoption. Is there any further discussion on the report? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails, and the report has been adopted. And with that, Representative Dill moves that House File 2285 be recommended to pass and referred to the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. So with that, we have Representative Sertich with us today to explain the bill. And Representative Sertich, if you'd like to explain the bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and committee members, thank you for the opportunity to be before you again. And I also want to applaud Chair Dill and Chair Eakin for holding that joint informational hearing beforehand so that I believe a lot of the testimony was taken out of the way and so we can be a little more efficient with our time this evening. And in doing so, I'll be brief as well. I believe this bill represents the best framework for a discussion on a constitutional amendment dedicating 3/8 of 1% of the increased sales tax to natural resources and cultural heritage. Members, I have not always been a supporter of dedicated funding because I believe it's restricted our legislative responsibility. That being said, I believe we've been woefully inadequate in how we've been allocating our funds towards these important initiatives moving forward. I believe the framework within this bill still provides some flexibility for the legislature, but also most importantly invests in, our most precious resource in Minnesota as far as our environment goes, which is our water. It does so for 25 years. There's an end date to it, but it will allow us to have a vision and an investment strategy for 25 years of investing in these important issue areas. With that, Mr. Chair, I can open up for questions or amendments.
Thank you, Representative Sertich. Any questions before we move on for amendments? Seeing none, we will begin with the amendments. And the first one I have on the agenda here in the file is the A07-0865 amendment, Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is the same, or it might not be exactly the same amendment, but it's in theory the same amendment that I had in the Game and Fish Division, which was not very successful. But I'm okay with the dedicated funding. I think this is a good idea. I support any kind of thing that can be tied, any subject that can be tied to the outdoors, to conservation, to the environment. And I'm not trying to get rid of this arts and cultural heritage fund provision just because it's arts. As I said before, I don't care if it's transportation or education or whatever else it is. I just don't like the idea of saying that we have to do this dedicated funding for the outdoors because we have this crisis, which I think we do. I just don't think you can make the argument that we also have a crisis in arts funding in the state. I think it's important, but it's not urgent. I don't think we have a crisis, and I would urge members to support this amendment. Go forward with dedicated funding, but without the arts provision. I think it philosophically is better, and I think it's got a better chance of passing.
Thank you, Representative Hoppe. Any questions or any discussion? Representative Sertich, would you like to respond?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and as I did in the subcommittee as well, I'd respectfully ask members to oppose the amendment. I believe in building the broadest coalition possible for passage on the ballot. It's not just enough this year to get this on the ballot. It's for passage as well, and I believe with the most broad coalition, we can get this passed for all the good investments we need to make.
Okay, thank you.
Chair?
Yes, Representative Dill.
I didn't hear. Did the amendment actually get moved by the author?
Representative Hoppe did move the amendment,
okay, thank
I believe.
You.
So So, yes.
Good idea. Thank you, Representative Deal. And Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I respect Representative Sertich, the majority leader, for bringing this, and I understand the argument of building the broadest possible coalition. I guess my perspective on that is that it's, if it's a good idea to support this money for clean water and the environment and conservation, that a lot of the same people that would vote for it only if it, or were, that we're counting on to vote for it if it has the arts provisions in it, are going to vote for it because it's a good idea and will help clean water and help in the environment and conservation anyhow. And I do understand and I respect the idea of coalitions. I mean, philosophically, where does this take us? I mean, what happens if we are going to then dedicate money for education, for transportation? I mean, if we start down this road where we're going to dedicate money for everything, you know, then we don't need a legislature. And I know that's a little far-fetched, but I respect what Representative Sertich said. I'm just philosophically, I don't think we need to have this be more than one subject area. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Representative McNamara.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And my question is for the Majority Leader. Majority Leader Sertich, I think you were here for a good part of the testimony that we had. I know you did have to leave for some meetings for some of it. But and I was hopeful there was a number of folks, I shouldn't say a number, there was at least a couple of folks in the audience that were there on behalf of the arts community. But unfortunately, they didn't come forward in that committee. And I'm hopeful that maybe as this bill moves forward, I think there's a heritage committee or something like that, that maybe it'll go there and they'll have a chance to testify. But based on the testimony we heard from those folks, I'm trying to understand, this is kind of along Representative Hoppe's line, where do we see the urgency for the funding in the arts that we see for our clean water and our environment? I just hear folks mention to me all the time that, you know, we have a crisis in the environment. When we talk about textbooks and roads versus the environment always loses. But I don't hear people saying the Guthrie, the Schubert, and they're always losing. As a matter of fact, we've gotten tens of millions of dollars for those folks. And I'm just wondering, from your perspective, how can we justify them in at the extent that they're there?
Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative McNamara, thank you for the question. As I stated earlier, for far too long this has languished in the committee process, passage of this constitutional amendment put on the ballot, and I believe in building the broadest coalition to make that pass. And I believe the groups as they are, and I did not get to hear all the testimony, but did listen to some of it afterwards on my computer, but I think many of the groups have also realized that just getting it through the committee process isn't enough. It's getting it on the ballot, getting the resources to our heritage, whatever that may be, and I believe we have the right coalition in place now to get that done.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Hoppe renews his motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd ask for a roll call.
Roll call has been requested. And Representative Hoppe renews his motion that the AO7-0865 amendment be recommended or be passed. And the clerk will take the roll.
Reiner?
No.
Cornish?
Aye.
Gill?
Nope.
Gardner?
Nope.
Hackbarth?
Aye.
Hansen?
No.
Hoppe?
Aye.
Mariani? McNamara?
Aye.
Bow?
No.
Olin?
No.
Osment?
No.
Sayer?
No.
Scalzi?
No.
Tell?
No.
Tinglesed? Wagenius?
No.
Eakin?
No. The vote being 4 ayes and 13 nays, motion does not prevail. Amendment is not adopted. Next, we have Representative Hackbarth, the A07-0864 amendment. Representative Hackford.
Mr. Chairman, that was 864?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would move the amendment. And, members, this is the exact same amendment that we had on the House floor earlier today. It's 1/8 of 1% from existing money, existing sales tax, for game, fish, and wildlife habitat and conservation. I think we already know what the bill is about. This is where we came from. This is the original bill, the original intent of dedicated funding. This is where this whole concept came from, was 1/8 of 1% for game, fish, wildlife habitat. That's what this is all about. That's why we're here today, is 1/8 of 1% for conservation and wildlife habitat, game and fish. So, members, I would encourage a yes vote on the amendment. It's existing money. We can afford it. It's what the hunters and the fishermen actually want. This is what they've been supporting. And I would encourage a yes vote.
Thank you, Representative Hagbarth. Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'd respectfully ask for a no vote. I want to, though, say Representative Hagbarth has worked quite a long time on this issue since the beginning. And that's a good thing. I do believe, though, new money is needed. And the people will ultimately decide if that is the case. New money is needed, and also I believe the broad coalition of the bill that I have before you is necessary to get this on the ballot, but then passed as well.
Thank you. Representative Packbar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd ask for a roll call vote.
Roll call has been requested. Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will take the roll.
Brennan? Cornish?
Aye.
Bill?
No.
Gardner?
No.
Hackbarth?
Aye.
Hanson?
No.
Hoppy?
Aye.
Mariani?
No.
McNamara?
Yes.
Moe?
No.
Olin?
No.
Osmond?
No.
Saylor?
No.
Scalzi?
No.
Tau?
No.
Tinglestad? Wagenius?
No.
Ethan?
No. The vote being 4 yeses and 13 nays, the motion does not prevail. Amendment is not adopted. Next, we have Representative Hackbarth with the A07-0866 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the 0866 amendment. And this is, again, a dedicated funding bill. It's 1/4 of 1% from existing money, does not raise the sales tax. And it's the same as the last amendment, except we're also including clean water provisions.
Thank you. And Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And for the same reasons I stated earlier, I'd ask for a no vote.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like a roll call vote.
Roll call has been requested.
And this is affordable. We can do the clean water that Representative Osmond's been asking for a long time through this whole process. We can do the dedicated 1/8 of 1% for game and fish and wildlife habitat, evenly split 50-50 between the two. And I would encourage you to yes vote. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will take the roll.
Bennett?
No.
Cornish?
Aye.
Bill?
No.
Gardner?
No.
Hackbarth?
Aye.
Hanson?
No.
Hoppy?
Aye.
Mariani?
No.
McNamara?
Aye.
Moe?
No.
Olin?
No.
Osmond?
No.
Saylor?
No.
Scalzi?
No.
Tau?
No.
Tinglestad? Wagenius? Ethan?
No. Vote being 4 ayes and 13 nays, the motion does not prevail. Amendment is not adopted. Next, Representative Hackbarth, A07-0878.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I will move the 0878 amendment. The 0878 amendment is exactly the same bill that Representative Sertich has. except it takes the 3/8 of 1% from existing money. I believe each eighth is about $80 million a year, and I think we can still afford that with the surplus that we had. I think it still fits. I think we can afford it. It does exactly everything that Representative Sturgis's bill does, except it does not raise the sales tax. It takes it from existing money. And I'd ask for a roll call vote.
Roll call has been requested. Representative Sturgis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd ask members to vote against this. I believe new money is vitally important to invest over the next 25 years in these key areas.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will take the roll.
Brennan?
No.
Cornish?
Aye.
Gill?
No.
Gardner?
No.
Hackbarth?
Aye.
Hanson?
No.
Hoppy?
No.
Mariani?
No.
McNamara?
No.
Moe?
No.
Olin?
No.
Osment?
No.
Saylor?
No.
Scalzi?
No.
Tell?
No.
Ingolstadt? Wagenius?
No.
Eakin?
No. The vote being 2 ayes and 15 nays, the motion does not prevail. Amendment is not adopted. Next, we have the H2285A3 amendment. Representative Hackbarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the A3 amendment. Members, this is, let's see, 1/8 for the arts, and the other 1/4 is for habitat, clean water, drinking water, and parks and trails. And it splits it into two ballot questions. And it really is pretty much the same bill, except it's splitting it into two questions. But it does give 1/8 for the arts and 1/4 for all the other issues in the bill. So I think this is probably something that the people out there could support a little easier than combining all the things that Representative Sturgis has in his bill all under one umbrella. Is offering two ballot questions, and it doesn't change the fact that it's 1/8 of 1%, or I mean 3/8 of 1% tax increase. All of that is still there, but it splits it in two questions. It's going to split off the arts funding and lump all the other stuff together into one question. I think that's what the people of Minnesota are asking for, so I would encourage a yes vote and a roll call vote.
Roll call has been requested. Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'd ask members to vote no. I believe in keeping it simple, keep the coalition together, one question so there's no confusion, and I'd encourage a no vote.
Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will take the roll.
Bennett?
No.
Cornish?
Aye.
Gill?
No.
Gardner?
No.
Hackbarth?
Aye.
Hanson? Hoppy?
Aye.
Mariani?
No.
McNamara?
Aye.
Moe?
No.
Olin?
No.
Osment?
Aye.
Saylor?
No.
Scalzi?
No.
Tell?
No.
Ingolstadt? Wagenius? Eakin?
No. The vote being 5 ayes and 12 nays, the motion does not prevail. Amendment is not adopted.
You're getting closer.
Starting to sweat now. Next we have Amendment H2285A4. Representative Hackbarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would move the A4 amendment. And what the A4 amendment does, members, is ensures that game and fish and wildlife habitat is going to get 1/8 of 1%. Representative Sturgis's bill, it does not give 1/8 of 1% of his total package to game, fish, and wildlife habitat. Increasing the tax of 3/8 of 1% and not giving 1/8 of that amount to game, fish, and wildlife habitat, where this thing originally came from, is ridiculous. I think that this is the way to go. It doesn't change anything else in the bill other than making sure that game fish and wildlife habitat get 1/8 or 1%. It does reduce some of the other areas. It leaves the 10% squishy money alone, but it does reduce some of the other areas, so we get the 1/8 or 1% of game fish and wildlife habitat. And that's all this bill does, that's all this amendment does, is change those amounts. So members, I would encourage the yes vote and ask for a roll call.
Roll call has been requested. Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Hackbarth. I've been struggling to figure out what I was going to call that remaining 10%. I think I have a good idea of what I'm going to name it now, is the squishy money. Members, I'd respectfully ask you to vote no. I believe the balance that's in this bill fits well with getting the amendment approved by the voters.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will take the roll. Representative McNamara.
I guess my question is for Representative Hackbarth. Am I reading it? Oh, no. Oh, I apologize, Mr. Chair. I was off the line.
Okay.
Excuse me.
No problem. Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk will take the roll.
Bennett?
No.
Cornish?
Aye.
Dill?
No.
Gardner?
No.
Hackbarth?
Aye.
Hanson?
No.
Hoppy?
No.
Mariani?
No.
McNamara?
Yes.
Mo?
No.
Owen?
No.
Osmond?
No.
Saylor?
No.
Scalzi?
No.
Tao?
No.
Tinglestad? Lagunius?
No.
Eakin?
No. The vote being 3 ayes and 14 nays, the motion does not prevail. Amendment is not adopted. Next, we have the HAD-302 amendment. Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This amendment provides some level of accountability on the funds. I had asked the legislative auditor if there had been any, if there was any precedent or if there was any other examples where the legislative auditor reviewed funds and he referenced the lottery and the LCCMR. So we have the similar language, the parallel language that's used in those funds. This provides the authority for the legislative auditor to look over these funds, and I think it provides a measure of accountability for both voters and constituents in the future. So I'd move the 302 amendment and ask for its adoption.
Representative Hanson moves the amendment. Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Hanson, I know we had some discussion in the subcommittee dealing with the issue of accountability, and I think this is an important and good way of finding some accountability and making sure we know how the money is being spent.
Okay. Representative Osmond.
Yes, thank you. Chair, Representative Hanson, have you talked to the legislative auditor about this?
Representative Hanson.
Mr. Chair, Representative Osmond, yes.
And they, Mr. Chair, Representative Hanson, they consider that to be something that they would be willing to do, that, to my knowledge, they do not get involved with auditing dollars. That's always been the state auditor has gotten involved with that. Legislative auditor has been for more of a evaluation of our our statutes and how they're carried out and so forth. Okay. This almost looks like you want them to be the auditor of the funds. I don't know if that's their role.
Actually, Mr. Chair, Representative Osmond, it is their role, that the legislative auditor has the authority for both doing program audits and financial audits. Okay. And they do financial audits. There's a rotation through the, usually don't get as much press as the program audits, but they do have the authority for doing financial audits of the various agencies or divisions of the agencies. And this language, again, is parallel to what exists already.
Any further? Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Hanson, do we have in the LCCMR statute that requires a legislative auditor to audit this? And then I'm reading your language. I guess that would, one, you mentioned that they do audit LCCMR, and I think you mentioned one other one. And then do they do that on a regular basis? And then is it your intent that they will annually audit this? It doesn't say. What's your intent here?
Representative Hansen.
Mr. Chair, Representative McNamara, the language I got Mr. Nobles gave to me, and it was this language that's similar here. I asked about that very question of whether there should be annual or biannual, and they wanted it open-ended because it's dependent on their budget, on what they audit. If you look, if you went to the Legislative Auditor website, you will see that there is a schedule of program audits and financial audits, and they do a routine cycling through the agencies. It's not my intent for annual audits, and it's not really the possibility for annual audits. This gives the authority for the Legislative Auditor to do audits. And I should note for the record that I serve as the chair of the Legislative Audit Commission.
Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, that actually would make me even more troubled with this, because I think what you're doing is say that I think it's a commission that you chair, no longer will have the authority to look and see which projects are the most important. The Legislative Auditor could tell you, well, actually, we've decided to audit these four different funds this year, and as you know, you've given us the authority, so we usually pick, I think, five projects. If they're doing these four or whatever, I'm assuming, unless you're appropriating money for them to be able to do this extra work, or going to hire some more people, I'm not sure I understand. If we think the Parks and Trails funds needs to be audited, I think that's in the purview of the legislature to let the commission know that they want an audit of that situation. I'm not sure I understand. I would think, I just don't follow why you were, I'm not sure I understand, why are you trying to do that? What's the why of this?
Representative McNamara, at the last committee meeting, you raised issues about accountability and talking about funds. The reason I'm bringing this up is that in 2002, as you know, I co-chaired the Farmland and Natural Area Referendum in Dakota County. One of the important measures for building voter support for that was an accountability measurement, having accountability, and at that point there was a way that the public could see and that there'd be transparency on the funds being spent. When you raised the issue in the last committee, that triggered something in my mind, so I asked the Legislative Auditor if there was anything parallel or existing out there where there could be something that could provide some security for transparency for auditing. I think you are confused about the role where we do pick program audits. Those are program audits. That is not what I am referring to here. I'm not referring to program audits. I'm referring to financial audits, which the Legislative Auditor has the authority to do for agencies. If you go on their website, you will see that it has that right now. I'm explicitly putting in here that the Legislative Auditor has the ability to look over these funds to make sure that they're being spent properly. Representative Osment raised the issue about the state auditor doing that. The state auditor's responsibility and purview is with local government units. This is a state function, and the oversight provision is with the Legislative Auditor. I believe that this provides a level of accountability that we need when we bring this to the voters. It's not going to be annual audits. It's going to be a way that we can provide some coverage and transparency on how these funds are spent.
Mr. Chair.
Representative McNamara, follow up?
Yes, follow up. Well, I would ask, Mr. Chair, I'm assuming this is being referred to Representative Wagenius's committee, and assuming the way the rest of these amendments have been going, that this one's going to go on. I'm really troubled here. I don't know what's going on. This whole process is being railroaded here. I'm not comfortable with it. You know, we're talking about not taking testimony, and I don't know if you told the arts people to be quiet or what the deal is, but we got an amendment here. We got a lot of pressure on our resources. Representative Wagenius and a number of people have worked their tail off to get more money for the environment. And here we are sticking money into the arts, and nobody will pretend. I just want to let you all know you're all voting for that. You're taking money away from clean water and sticking it in the arts. And now we're going to do some deal. I have no idea what's going on here. We're in here at 9, 10 o'clock at night under the guise. This is a sham. I just hope when it goes to Representative Wagenius' committee, we'll let somebody testify as to what's going on with this.
Well, Representative McNamara, there was plenty of testimony that took place in Representative Dill's committee. So, Representative Vin,
Mr. Chair,
McNamara.
Thank you. What testimony did we get from a legislative auditor? It's clear here that nobody understands what the role of this is going to be. Representative Hansen talked about how it relates to a Dakota County initiative for $20 million. Representative Hansen, I'm not even going there, because property I own is involved potentially in that program. But don't talk about accountability with that program.
Representative Dale.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, Representative Hansen, I don't understand this yet either. I thought I heard you say that the state auditor didn't have purview over this, and that, but I would think that the legislative auditor, if they don't have purview, who has purview, if nothing happens with this amendment, who has the opportunity to audit these funds? If this amendment does not go on, if it's not the state auditor, and it's not the legislative auditor, because you're putting this on the bill, then who does have that? I need to understand that.
Representative Hansen.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dill. I'm putting this on so it's clear and explicit that the legislative auditor has the authority to do that.
Representative Dill.
So my question to you is, you are putting it on so that it's clear and explicit. Are you saying then that they do not have the authorization now?
Representative Hansen.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dill. What I know is that in those other funds that it is explicit in the statute, to my knowledge. So I am trying to, the answer to your question, I'm not sure. But that's why I asked the auditor if there was something explicit that we could look at a parallel for.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Dale.
Well, I do think it is important that we know where the money is being spent and have some ability to audit it. And since I'm unclear, I would ask that, since this is going to arrive in another committee, this could be considered in another committee. Was wondering if we ask the majority leader if he would think that we could, I'm not for or against it, I don't understand it at this moment, and if I had a better understanding, I might be able to be for or against it, but I'm just wondering what the majority leader's position on the amendment would be if we went to the next committee with this and had some time to kind of fret it out a bit.
Representative Servage.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Dill, Representative McNamara. I definitely respect that. I know we had discussion about finding more accountability and a way to do it. If this isn't the right way or we need more time to look at this, I definitely respect that. This bill has a few more stops on this road before it would hit the floor, so I will continue to work on that if that's the will of the committee.
Okay. Representative Hoppe?
Nope.
Representative Osmond?
I'll just, with Representative Hansen, I understand better is what you're trying to accomplish. I'll work with you and see if we come up with the right language. So.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Hansen.
Mr. Chair, I will not be on, this is my last stop because I don't believe it's going to be going to Representative Wagenius's committee.
Okay. Representative Wagenius.
I have not requested it at this point. It may be later that happens, but at this point I think it has some other stops that it needs to go to. And, of course, this will come to finance at some point for sure and absolute. So if there are questions about how an audit is done, that's a clear place for changes that could be made if people have questions between now and then. I agree that we do need to have something about accountability, and that will be a question. I mean, for those of us, and I will count myself in that, the camp of folks who want this not just to pass the floor, but to pass once it gets to, goes to the people. And my fear has been all along that, and I've expressed it to you all, I'm sure, that the most important thing is we have an amendment that if it reaches the people, it passes. And I do think accountability does help it pass. If there needs to be some additional art to the language, I'm sure that can be done when it gets to finance.
Representative Hansen.
So, Mr. Chair, I would renew the amendment, but also note that I would work with folks if we change that as it goes to the next budget. I'll withdraw the amendment.
Okay. withdraw. Okay. Representative Hansen withdraws the amendment. And Representative Hoppe? No. Okay. There are no other amendments. So Representative Dill, would you like to renew the motion?
Renew my motion. Those two rules and legislative administration, as I recall.
Right. Representative Dill renews his motion at House File 2285. As amended, be recommended, that House File 2285 be recommended to pass to the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. Representative Hackbar.
Mr. Chairman, on that motion, sending it to rules, does it go to the floor after that?
No.
Is it going to be referred to another committee after that? I'm wondering how many committees, Representative Sertich, how many committees and what other committees do you think this has to go to?
Sure. Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Hackbar. Thank you for asking that question. It is my intention as Chair of the Rules Committee then. The reason it's going to the Rules Committee is it's past deadline, so it needs to go to the Rules Committee to waive the deadline for the bill to keep it moving along in the process. The next place for it to go is to the Committee on Finance. There will be a cost involved in putting this on the ballot. It may be $2,000. I'm not entirely sure, but I know at least it's got to go to Finance, and once it gets to Finance, it can travel within that committee structure. And so my intention is to bring this up in Rules Committee tomorrow, hopefully waive the deadline and send it to Finance.
Okay. Representative Hackbar.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Sertich, isn't this committee meeting after deadline? Isn't Representative Dill's committee, hadn't that met after deadline? What procedures did we go through to move the bill forward so it met those recommendations, or those problems?
Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Hackbar. Very good question. It went to a subcommittee to a committee, and you cannot have action on it until it passes out of the policy, the main committee, and then it goes to rules. It's the appropriate path to pass it through, because that's the first time it had a hearing was in the subcommittee, and it can't go to rules yet. It's got to come out through the committee that it went in, and that is the full policy committee. And then the appropriate step is to waive it now. So,
but still, Mr. Chairman, after deadline.
Right.
After policy deadline.
Yeah. And Mr. Chair, Representative Hackbar, that's why we need to waive. You can't waive beforehand because, I mean, you can't have the Rules Committee meet and waive a bill that's not in their possession. So it's got to get to their possession before you waive it. So we checked with actually the front desk, Chief Clerk Mathewitz, and they said this is the appropriate way to do it.
Okay. Thanks. Any further discussion? Representative McNamara.
Well, Representative Sertich, if I can ask, what committees do you intend to go to so that these questions, as far as if the arts people will ever show up at a committee hearing or if the legislative auditor will talk about some of the issues, what committees will you be taking it through?
Representative Sertich.
Mr. Chair, Representative McNamara, once it gets to finance, it can go to any of those finance committees. I spoke briefly with the chair of the Heritage Committee, and I know he will see it, and it could pass through a number of those committees dealing with the issues of accountability and auditing or the arts issues. So once it gets to finance, we can figure that out. But it's my intention, whoever wants to see it in these remaining 2 weeks, if they can do it quickly, in a quick way, they can definitely see it.
Okay. Representative McNamara.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And if anybody that doesn't want to see it, you'll be okay with that. So if nobody wants to see it after finance, it's going to go from here to the floor.
Representative Sertich.
Well, Mr. Chair, Representative McNamara, that's really not up to me. I want as full discussion as possible. As I said before, the Heritage Committee has expressed interest in seeing it. I'm assuming it will get referred from finance to Heritage. That's just my best guess, but I don't control that part of the process, but all indications point that's where it's going.
Any further discussion? Representative Hackbar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I know the bill's going to pass out of here and we're going to do whatever the majority wants to do, but I would encourage a no vote, and I would ask for a roll call, and 3/8 of 1% sales tax increase. Doesn't give 1/8 of 1% to game fish and wildlife habitat. That's ridiculous in itself. I think, like Representative Wagenius was saying, we offered some pretty good amendments here today, Representative Wagenius, to try to make this bill good. Try to make it a bill that the voters are going to accept and vote for. But, Mr. Chairman, I don't think this is it. This bill is going to go to the ballot, and it's going to go just the way it is. And the voters are going to turn it down because it's a tax increase and it's got arts and heritage funding in it. And I don't think people want to vote for a tax increase to fund those issues that are not in critical need. I would encourage a no vote and a roll call vote.
A roll call has been requested. And I intend to vote no on this bill myself, and just wanted to state my reason why. And I'm not encouraging people to vote one way or another on it myself, but my feeling is that it's not the goal for which the money's being targeted that I object to. It's the method that's being used. And Representative Hoppe had talked about this earlier on, and I agree with him. And I think it's unfortunate that many feel it's necessary to resort to this method in order to secure the funding necessary to meet our needs. So, but with that, are there any other comments? Or yes, Representative Powell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. I've been thinking about this pretty long myself. I'm probably going to vote no, not on the same principle. I just don't like the idea of start dedicating fundings, and I think the legislature should, on a biannual basis, decide what's the priority in that. So,
any further comments, Representative Moe?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You and I have respectfully disagreed on this subject for quite some time. I think we share our commitment to working for natural resources and natural resource funding. If a lot of us knew that we could get this funding through the traditional funding process and the biannual budget, we wouldn't need to go this route. But what we've seen, and the focus on the legislature on education, health care, other significant important needs for us, that the resources haven't been there for the environment, natural resources, protection, clean water, habitat. And so we need to go this route. And it's not the best route, but it's literally the only one we have available to us. So I appreciate you hearing the bill. Thank you. I ask member support.
Thank you. Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. I want to thank you for the opportunity, both in this hearing, but also in the joint hearing you held about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, on this issue. Representative Howard, Representative Deacon, I share your concerns. I always have. I don't look at this, though, as I look at this being beyond myself. This is going to be dedicated for the next 25 years. I don't see it as something we do for ourselves. We do it for the future. We do it for our children and our grandchildren. And we make sure that there is the necessary investment in place. And I agree wholeheartedly with Representative Moe. If there was a better way to do this, that could happen, that has happened over the last years, I would much rather do it that way. I believe this bill walks a good balance between dedicating funding, but also providing some flexibility within the dedicated funding to address issues as they come forward over the next 25 years. But water, habitat, heritage, preserving that for our children and grandchildren, it's not going to get any easier as the years move forward. We've got to act as soon as possible. It's been a long time, and as I've said, many around the table from both sides of the aisle have been trying to address this issue. It hasn't happened yet. We must get it done, and I encourage a yes vote.
Thank you, Representative Sertich. Any other comments? Seeing none, Representative Dill renews his motion that House File 2285 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration. Roll call has been requested. Clerk will take the roll.
Reiner?
Yes.
Cornish?
No.
Dill?
Yep.
Gardner?
Yes.
Hackler?
No.
Hansen?
Yes.
Hoppe?
No.
Mariani?
Yes.
McNamara?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Owen?
Yes.
Osment?
Yes.
Saylor?
Yes.
Scalzi?
Yes.
Tell?
No.
Tinglestad? Lagunius?
Yes.
Eakin?
No. The vote being 12 ayes and 5 nays, The motion prevails and the bill is passed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee and staff. Appreciate
it. Thank you. And with that, meeting is adjourned.